You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away.
It is, it's here now, ladies and gentlemen. I am feeling it. I have been so busy since Thanksgiving. It took a couple of extra days for me to truly feel and get into the spirit of the season, but I think I'm there now, Keith Alexander. Welcome one and all to tonight's live broadcast of TPC. I'm your host, James Edwards, Saturday evening, December the 10th. 2 weeks from today is Christmas Eve, and we'll have a very, very special show for you that night. Well, they're all special. And last night was special, too. No, last night wasn't a show night, but we did have a great party. I say we. Keith had a great party at his home, and I had the opportunity to go and spend a little time there. Wish everybody could have been there as well. And we've got a great show for you tonight. Lots to cover. We're going to slow things down a little bit. One guest tonight, but it's going to be a great one. Patrick Martin. He's going to be on to talk about his brand new book, which was just released on December the 2nd, just a few days ago. A Walk in the Park, My Charlottesville Story. Can't wait to hear about it. I've got the manuscript, and it is a real page-turner. Keith, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. Just got back from an Ole Miss basketball game.
I don't believe it.
Blew out Valpo. Well, I've got a friend that likes me to go with him. So, you know, it's just a little change of pace, but I was scrambling like a road lizard to get back here on time.
I mean, he walked into the studio as the commercials were playing before the first segment. I mean, not 5 minutes ago. And I had the opportunity to meet that particular friend of yours. Tell the folks listening what they missed last night. What was on the menu? I mean, this thing looked like the spread some baron would put on.
Well, I have good friends in high and low places, and they help me with everything that I do. So I have a friend that cooks a lot, and he volunteered to help me with this and to set everything up. So we had, we had ham, we had chicken, we had Cumberland sauce, we had all sorts of brioche bread. He cooks his own bread, cooks his own desserts. Everything was just great. And it was really a nice convivial time. I think everybody enjoyed one another's company. We had a lot of people that were here local that were, came to the party that are fans of the show. It just it got me in the Christmas spirit.
Sure did. I couldn't compliment Keith enough when I saw how well decorated. I mean, Keith's house is always well appointed, but the Christmas decorations last night, I thought he had some interior designer come in and put up the tree and all, and he did it himself, and it was a wonderful spread. Great friends in that neighborhood who come over and help with the cooking, and it was just a great time, and I wish everybody could have been there. So that's how we spent last night. And now we're here on the air about 24 hours later. As a matter of fact, it was 6 o'clock on the dot when I walked into your home last night. So
that was it.
Lots happened since then.
You're the first one there.
I sure was. First man there.
Well, you know, we were pointing this out. You always worry when you have a party about the turnout and things like this. And it occurred to me that there's a preponderance of parables in the New Testament that involve parties, like changing the water into wine to avoid the embarrassment of running out of wine at the party, which, you know, was as big a thing back in Jesus's time as it is now. Also, you know, the party where the king killed the fatted calf and had everybody come in, invited all the normal people, and they didn't show up, and then he opens it up. You know, that's a parable about basically how the Jews turned their back on Jesus. So God decided to open up the one true religion to all the people of the world.
And we're playing some of that feel-good fun, I don't want to call it secular because that has sort of a negative connotation, but just the seasonal Christmas songs. We're going to get into the hymns and the carols as we get a little bit closer to that blessed day. Pastor Brett McAtee will be back on with us, as he is every year, to deliver the Christmas message on our last program before Christmas, coming up a couple of weeks from tonight. So still a lot of things to do between now and the end of the year. It's coming up fast, but we've still got a busy schedule. We finally got all of our letters out. So if you're an established supporter of our work, be sure to check your mailboxes at home this week. You should have received a letter if you are an established contributor that details some of the things that are happening behind the scenes here on the program and why your support of our Christmas fundraising appeal is so vitally important. So I hope you will enjoy that update. And we got our Christmas pictures up on the website. The Edwards Family Christmas pictures are up, and that you can check out. We posted them on Friday at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And that's it for the opening announcements. Relatively slow news week, I think, as we get a little bit closer to Christmas. There's nobody announcing presidential campaigns. There's no. I think it was a pretty slow week even for Kanye West, if you can believe it. So, but there was one thing, and Steve King. Steve King is going to be back on the program on that Christmas Eve broadcast, if you can believe it. He was on with us, of course, last month, just knocked it out of the park. He commented on the release of Brittany Griner. You know, the Biden administration traded a convicted arms dealer in exchange for
a pseudo celebrity,
this
WNBA
lesbian basketball player. And while they have, well, this is what Steve King wrote. Let me just get right to it. To Biden, an anti-American, this is Steve King's own words. Let me just put it, quote, to Biden, an anti-American black lesbian is more valuable than a straight white patriotic Marine, end quote. So I was thinking of something I could say about this particular exchange, and I do typically, I am on the, sort of the Russian side in this regional conflict they've got over there, but in this case, I think they fleeced America.
Well, what happens is that we have a president with Biden and we have a political party, the Democrats, that prefer homosexuals over heterosexuals. They prefer black people over white people. They prefer everything that, you know, should offend white people generally, white Americans. But for some unfathomable reason, at least it would seem that either half of America is all right with that, half of America's white population is all right with that, or we are being gulled. We have been, you know, had election after election stolen from us, and we have a cowardly Republican Party hierarchy that will not do anything about it because if they did, they would probably be called racist, and they would rather be called a homosexual pedophile than to be called a racist. That's unfortunately what we have here is a failure of leadership, a vast and unfathomable failure of leadership in the Republican Party. They will they tell us to go out and vote, and we do it. And nothing changes, and they just shrug their shoulders and try to blame us, blame the victims again.
In the meantime, speaking of Russia, Zelensky was named Person of the Year. They don't call it a man of the year anymore. Person of the Year, Zelensky. Can you believe this puppet, this actor?
I think time needs to
we gotta
rename
take a break.
It.
We'll
so
be back.
The man
we'll be back.
Of the year
it's
pervert
James, of the year. And I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and
and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com. AmericaFirst.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
The gift that keeps on giving, Keith. If that doesn't put you in a good mood, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what your plight may be. That's the good stuff. That's the power of music, and that's
now,
the power
is,
of
who
pop.
Who is singing that?
We're going to have to let the audience guess that.
Okay. Let me guess it, too.
I think you know because you're looking at it, but we love that stuff, do we not? Hey, let's talk about what we talked about last week. I want to revisit it just for a second. So, you know, last week during the first hour, we focused primarily on the Alex Jones Kanye West interview, played some clips of it and kind of broke it down, our perspective on it. And there was one part in that exchange between you and I, Keith, where you said Alex Jones was the biggest cuck in the world or something like that. And I said, now, come on now, Keith, let's be reasonable here. And he is a cuck, but I say that there are certainly bigger ones than he. And then I saw his groveling sort of apology tour after the interview. And Alex Jones has always kind of done this. It's like he has David Duke on, and you say, okay, well, he has him on, and he disagrees with him on everything he says, like he did Kanye West. But you say, well, you know, at least he had him on. A lot of people wouldn't have even done that. And but then he backtracks and pulls it off his website. And then after the Kanye West interview, he with the Duke interview, that is, and then with when he was on a few years ago, and then with Kanye West now, he's doing this thing where he's going out and sort of walking it back. And, well, this is what he said to Steven Crowder. Now, Steven Crowder on a cuck level meter would be a 10. Alex Jones, you know, maybe like a 5 or a 6, I would say. But this
eight
is
and a half.
You're still going. You're still bullish on that. All right, let's see what he says here. This is pretty bad.
At least he would let me kind of then bring up some topics I wanted, but you kind of had the salacious crumb, the baby Hitler of Nick Fuentes over there. You know, that was a joke Jimmy Kimmel made. Like, where have I seen this before? And it's I'm Jabba the Hutt, and there's a salacious crumb sitting there. But seriously, I didn't know that Nick Fuentes was really a Nazi lover.
Yeah,
I'd had him on over the years 3 or 4 times whenever he was being debanked or censored, and he would be like, no, I'm not a Nazi. I just care about white people's rights. So I think this whole thing was a real coming out, and I'll be honest with you, especially with the Fuentes thing, and I'll still have Fuentes on. I believe in the First Amendment. But there's a real creepy factor with this Hitler stuff. Then I also noticed that Richard Spencer came out and said, yay, blew Jones away, because Jones is really controlled by the liberal narrative that Hitler's bad. But those of us that know the dark, powerful beauty of Hitler and of the darkness and of the strength, and it's like some homoerotic, you know, thing over Hitler, that is kind of what's going on. There's this Hitler fetish, and no, I'm not into dudes in fancy, you know, peacock military uniforms that... that, by the way, got 22 million Germans killed. So the biggest killer of Germans in history, if you like Germanic people, and I'm, you know, I'm basically half German, have a lot of German roots, is Hitler. Hitler was a disaster. Hitler was an occultist. Hitler was a pedophile. Hitler was horrible. Screw Hitler. Burn in hell, Hitler.
See, this is a... You're never going to win with guys like this. You're never going to win with people like Alex Jones and Mega Cups.
Shame on you if you bought any of his products or anything else. You are supporting an inveterate liar, okay? This guy, it would be different if by walking him, you know, his positions back on David Duke or on Nick Fuentes or on Kanye West, he gains something from the mainstream media. He never does. They have the largest judgments against him that I think in recorded history, but this guy is still slavishly kissing ass.
And
what
I say, what
he does
is
he is the biggest cuck ever. You know, he talks about who killed
what about
Germans.
Sebastian?
I'll tell you who killed the Germans in Dresden and in Berlin and all these places where they carpet bombed the civilians. It was your hero, Churchill, fatso, Alex Jones. You know, go get on Nutrisystem or something, you know, and stop, you know, you're just a loudmouth bore, and you are an embarrassment to conservatism generally.
You're exactly right.
You need to bail out and give up any pretense of being a truth teller. You are the most opportunistic shill that anybody could ever imagine.
Keith, I agree with you 100%. Just say nothing. There is nothing courageous whatsoever in going on and showing how brave you are. Oh, wow, you're brave. Burn in hell, Hitler. You got on the radio and told Hitler to burn in hell.
Well, there was a megalomaniac that was a warmonger that was responsible for World War II and had a good hand in World War I as well. But it wasn't Adolf Hitler, and it wasn't the Kaiser. It was the so-called sainted Winston Churchill, who wrote in a letter to his wife, said, I know it's a terrible thing to say because so many people suffer from it, but I just love war.
Okay. All right. Well, You're right. I don't want to get into all of that. What I'm getting into right now is the fact that these are supposedly the spokesmen for people who generally agree with us. And he'll have somebody like Kanye West on to suck from the publicity. And then you go on this apology tour. Just say nothing. There's nothing courageous. There's nothing bold. There's nothing that makes you distinct by going on the air and saying what you just said. It just makes you look like a joke, really. It makes you look like a joke to me, at least. And I speak for a pretty big audience myself. And it was like Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager's another one. Sebastian Gorka. All of these cucks
that
represent
Jewish shills. These guys that kiss Jewish ass relentlessly. Every one of them.
Stephen Crowder, who Alex is giving this interview to. Dennis Prager put out
Prager
a thing.
You, yeah.
I saw this all over social media
this week.
Jewish,
by the way, folks.
I didn't know that. I don't know that.
I do. He is.
Well, sometimes you think everybody is that we
I'm just telling you that Dennis Prager is. He is a phony conservative. You know what?
Now that I know for sure. But let me tell you what he said this week. Okay. Well, but this maybe you're right because in light of what he said. Now he positions himself as a Christian though, so maybe he's one of the Jews for Jesus types. But I don't know. But he presents himself as a Christian. I don't know if he is Jewish. But in any event, let me.
He's good at separating people from their shekels. I'll tell you that.
Well, let me tell you what he said this week. This was all over social media. And he said that Holocaust deniers are going to go to hell. And, okay, again, where's the bravery in saying that? Where's the bravery in going out?
Well, what about all non-Christians are going to hell, Dennis? Talk about that, and let's see if you are really a Christian or not.
There are actual verses in the Bible, quite a few of them, about adding words to the Bible. I have a Bible that I've read, and I didn't see any verse in there that says if you question things in your history book, whatever they may be, that you're going to hell. I know why you will go to hell and why you won't, but I didn't see that in there. And he said that he even went so far as to say there is no God if a Holocaust denier goes to heaven or doesn't go to hell. So, I mean, this is...
Well, that shows you that he basically doesn't really believe in God. If his belief in God is conditional on God backing him, then this guy is a lost ball in high weeds.
Old Testament and New alike, Deuteronomy 4:2, you should not add to the word that I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you. Revelation, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. Matthew 24:24, false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. It goes on and on and on.
So this, and look at all these cucks like, what's that guy, that chubby guy that is a big Jewish dispensationalist, John Hagee?
Yeah.
People like
that. Well, they're a dime a dozen.
Well, the thing is, they're up here kissing Jewish ass relentlessly, just like Alex Jones.
And Alex Jones, like you said, he's got
like
this billion-dollar judgment against him. And
what good does it ever do them? Do they ever get forgiven of their sins by the ADL or something like that? Never.
I want to go back to the Prager thing. I mean, if you're going to say that, if you're going to all of a sudden say, well, people who I disagree with or people who disagree with me, they're going to hell. What if I don't believe the standard narrative on Fort Pillow? What if I honor my Confederate ancestors? What if I do things that are beyond Conservatism Incorporated's reach? So do you go to hell whenever you disagree?
What religion is that?
That's it. And people like Alex Jones will only go as far as he is allowed to go. And he did not deserve the billion-dollar lawsuit. Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers didn't deserve to be found guilty of sedition. Those are both miscarriages of justice. They're jokes, but I'm glad they did, because you can
stop throwing people on the right under the bus. Stop punching right.
Coward. I'd rather be in a room with Jonathan Greenblatt than Dennis Prager. I guarantee I have more respect for people like that. That Bible talks about being lukewarm as well. Get me hot or get me cold. We'll be right back.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Due to a Michigan Supreme Court decision from over the summer, the state's former governor, Rick Snyder, will not face two misdemeanor charges related to the Flint water crisis. He was the first person in state history to be charged for alleged crimes related to service as governor. City managers he appointed to oversee the city of Flint opted to use the Flint River as a cost-cutting measure, but the water was not treated, the system contaminated for more than a year, leading to an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease and linked to 9 deaths. The Michigan High Court in June unanimously ruled indictments returned by a one-person grand jury were invalid. Carrie Lake is challenging the results of last month's gubernatorial election in Arizona. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Democrat Katie Hobbs, but the margin between the two candidates is not within the range that would trigger an automatic recount. The results of her defeat were certified this week. Lake is suing Hobbs, who is Arizona's Secretary of State, as well as officials in Maricopa County, alleging that the election was corrupted in the state's largest county and that she should be declared the winner. Russian forces are continuing to push through eastern Ukraine, where President Vladimir Putin illegally claimed 4 provinces in that part of the country as part of the Russian Federation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin troops have turned the city of Bakhmut into ruins, adding the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities in the Donetsk and Luhansk provinces of the Donbass region. Putin has been waging war in the Ukraine for more than 9 months. Soccer journalist Grant Wall is being remembered as someone who helped to popularize the sport in America. He spent more than 2 decades at Sports Illustrated before striking out on his own via his own website. He was covering his 8th World Cup in Qatar when he fell ill. Wall was only 48 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to patriotsoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Everybody, get out, go decorate a Christmas tree if you haven't done it already. Go to your town square, go to a parade, do something to get into the Christmas spirit. We've got a couple of those family activities planned over the course of the next few days, and take advantage of this time with yours as well. And I want to go back to what we were talking about in the last segment. I mean, I think, well, here's the point. I saw a Jewish commentator who said that he had a Christmas gift that he was going to give Christians this year. And on his program, he's going to do a mock crucifixion of Jesus Christ on Christmas Day. So, you know, why isn't the very brave Alex Jones and the very brave Dennis Prager, who can condemn the people who their enemies condemn, they're basically doing the same work as the people who hate them. Why can't Sebastian Gorka and Steven Crowder, are they going to call out this guy? You know, Adolf Hitler's been dead since 1945, and this program's not getting into whether he was the worst person in the world, as the textbooks say, or if he was, your opinion on him lines up more evenly with Kanye West. The point is, there's no bravery, there's no valor in attacking the same people that the people who hate you are attacking. I guarantee you, none of them are going to say, "Hey, this Jewish guy just said he's going to do he's going to recreate the crucifixion of Christ," and not in a Mel Gibson type way, by the way, but just as a mocking, to mock Christ on Christmas. I bet you're not going to hear that from any of these so-called Christian conservatives.
And where are these so-called Christians like Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi, these good Roman Catholics? Why aren't they speaking up about this type of thing? Why aren't they coming to the defense of Christians? Well, I'll tell you why. Because Christianity is regarded as a white religion by most of the world, and they hate white people. These people are sickos. You know, the fact that Brittany Griner gets out before this guy named Paul Whelan, this Marine, who was just doing his duty. See, any white person that joins the armed forces now is misled. let me just tell you, you know, like Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings said, "Mama, don't let your boys grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them grow up to be soldiers, sailors, airmen, anything else," because the U.S. military doesn't consider you a priority at all. They would rather get a sexual pervert from the big nothing burger called the WNBA. That person outranks by far any person serving in the armed forces of the United States. Why would you want to take a bullet for a regime that hates you? Don't do it.
All right. So, again, all the people we mentioned are lavishly funded. I mean, they're all millionaires. And here we are, singing for nickels and dimes and trying to stay on the air every single quarter. And thank God for you, ladies and gentlemen, the loyal and faithful audience that God gave us, the flock that God gave us. We will tend to you as faithfully as we can for as long as we can. We do need your support during this Christmas fundraising drive going up against these people. I do mean it, though, when I say I have more respect for the far left than I do people like this. I absolutely do. I there's no doubt about it.
The controlled opposition, the fifth column behind our walls, is much more dangerous than the declared and avowed enemy.
Let me say this about what you were saying a moment ago, because this goes to the war on Christmas, which they all pretend to be partisans on our behalf. On the war on Christmas has been around for a while, and we're in December now, so it's always a pleasure to fight back on behalf of the faith of our fathers. But these cuck conservatives that we've been naming this hour will decry this as an attack on Christianity, which it is, but it's a lot more than that. It's an attack on white people. Christianity is under constant assault because it's the religion that nearly every white person used to identify with, and the vast majority still do. Christmas is under assault because white people are under assault. It's why manger scenes are banned on government properties, but you can find a skyscraper menorah there on the White House grounds. It's the same reason you can't even mention the Bible in a lot of public schools, but there are public charter schools all over the country teaching Islam and the ridiculous Kwanzaa. Those religions are fine because they're non-white religions. And, of course, we're almost to the point now, we're really beyond it, I guess, where white people have no holidays at all to honor their heroes. Can't honor Washington's birthday because President's Day, they call it now, because Washington and the other presidents were...
The only celebration they want is you weeping, wailing, rending your garments and gnashing your teeth about the sins of, or the supposed sins of your forefathers. Look, this is anti-white hatred, pure and simple.
All of it. I mean, Columbus Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's all of the tangentially or directly white holidays.
It's an occasion to hate on white people.
You know, really, the only days we should be observing are Cinco de Mayo, Martin Luther King Day, Juneteenth, Harvey Milk Day, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hanukkah, and Holocaust Awareness Day.
And soon to be minted Brittany Griner Freedom Day.
Those who are always attacking public displays of Christmas, any public expression of Christianity, and any reference to this nation's Christian heritage and white heritage, also hate everything that decent Americans believe in. And this is the point that Alex Jones and all of these cucks, I don't know if they realize it and just don't say it because they're just in this as entertainers or carnival barkers.
Alex, it's not doing you a bit of good. They're not going to reduce.
I want to say something about
that. They're not going to reduce 1 cent off of those massive judgments they have against you. They're not going to pull any punches. You are in the dock in a Stalinist show trial, and the more you protest your allegiance to Comrade Stalin and the Soviet Revolution, the quicker you're going to be marched in front of the firing squad by those enemies. So, when are you going to understand what side your bread is buttered
and
on?
What these people need to understand, and the people who tune into them and donate to them and buy their what they're hawking, is that the people who are attacking Christianity are the same people who want to take away your guns, NRA members. They're the same people who refer to Christian groups like Focus on the Family and the American Family Association as neo-Nazis for their opposition to homosexuality. And rest assured, if you hold any conservative views whatsoever on any topic, they hate you. They hate religious bigots, so-called, you know, what they call evangelicals, just as much as they hate racist bigots, what they called conservatives. So our fight is your fight. Our fight is their fight. And they'd better wake up before it's too late. You got to join the battle on behalf of your people, not just the abstract. We're all Americans. You know, what do these people think? We'll all be Americans if what? If you do away with race and faith and all the things that make a people a people, we're all Americans if what? We believe in magic dirt theory, or we want to cut taxes. I mean, what makes people who are completely... different from you in every single way, the same as you.
Well, they've come right out with it now, James. There's no such thing as good white. And this is what is driving people to embrace transgenderism and homosexuality and things like this. Some way they can distinguish themselves from the so-called deplorables, the white working class that the Democrats used
there's some
to
of that
champion.
Going on.
You know, that's what they, you know, they're not going to, you know, do they get on the black Muslims? They talk about the Jews quite a bit and not in a complimentary way, but of course the silence is deafening about them. But on the other hand, they love to get some type of nincompoop that is crazily pursuing the spotlight like Richard Spencer or Nick Fuentes or
I don't like to call out names.
Well, the thing is, I'll name them and shame them because this is what happens, okay? These people that, you know, they would claim that they had sex with a walrus, you know, to try to regain the spotlight in some way. And these people, you know, you notice they're always bringing up the names of people that make fools of themselves. That's what Alex Jones was doing. They never name James Edwards. They never name Sam Dixon. They never name Kevin McDonald, all the people that really are very reasonable and scholarly critics of the current regime. They try to find some cartoon character to lambast every time. Just hide and watch.
The thing with Alex Jones is, you know, that judgment, I said this before the break, we're running out of time. It's ridiculous, but I don't hate that for him in the way that I hate the miscarriage of justice that happened in the Charlottesville trials. And the thing with Stuart Rhodes being the founder of the Oath Keepers being found guilty of sedition. Well, Stuart Rhodes was a guy who went down with the Oath Keepers. I believe it was around 2015, 16, 17. They were down in New Orleans to ostensibly defend a Confederate monument from being taken down. And the League of the South was there. And then when they found out that the League of the South was there, the Oath Keepers, led by Stuart Rhodes, went to the other side of the line, got in tow with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and began attacking the League of the South. So, you know, verbally.
Did that gain them any dispensation?
No, he's going to jail for the rest of his life, probably.
Yeah, Antifa continued to attack them. These people
they
never
can only
learn.
Take your honor if you put it on offer, ladies and gentlemen, don't do it.
Well, as Einstein said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different
results.
We'll
be right back.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject from the Spanish Civil War to the funding behind the transgender movement. Antelope Hill publishes books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo and brings real culture to the reading public at an affordable price. If you count yourself as a political dissident, you owe it to yourself to check out the Antelope Hill catalog with exclusive offerings like Solzhenitsyn and the Right, the Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more. There's something there for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out the catalog today at AntelopeHillPublishing.com. That's AntelopeHillPublishing.com. I'm James Edwards, and I want you to go to AntelopeHillPublishing.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. Callforcivility.com.
All right, everybody, we're back. First hour going by far too quickly, as they always do. Coming up in the next hour, our featured guest for the evening, Padraig Martin, is back. this time to promote his brand new book, which had not even been released when he made his first appearance on the program, his debut appearance last month. It just came out December the 2nd, A Walk in the Park, My Charlottesville Story. Patrick Martin going to tell us that story in the next hour. By the way, don't do it right now. Do it after the show if you're listening live or if you're listening to the archives. When you finish with this program, head over to counter-currents.com, counter-currents.com. They just posted a talk that I gave at their meeting, their fall retreat back in October. Had a great time, and I think you'll enjoy it. We'll get that posted up at thepoliticalcesspool.org this week, so be sure to check that out if you don't mind. What else? Don't forget, we mentioned this before. Check the mail. You liked Harry Cooper last week, Keith, breaking it down as only he can?
Yeah, Harry Cooper is a treasure, one of a kind.
And don't forget, that was the only time that we have spent a full hour with a guest breaking down our fundraising incentive gift for that respective quarter's appeal. And we've had, over the last 18 years, some really good ones. Over the last year alone, going back to a year ago right now, you'll remember we were offering the behind-the-scenes footage, the uncut, unedited interview that filmmaker David Cole did with Hutton Gibson, Mel Gibson's father. You know, you can't get this stuff anywhere else but here. And we made that offer for our Christmas fundraising drive last year. You fast forward to this year, and we've had some great ones, including that beautiful piece of signed photo art that we put on offer back in the summer. And then now for our fourth quarter Christmas fundraising drive, don't forget, $100 or more if you contribute it to the program before the end of the month. Right away wouldn't be too soon. We sure do need it. It's been a tough year with the rampant inflation and all. $100 or more, you're going to get a copy of that book we talked about last week, U-Boat, Stories from Men of the U-Boat Waffa, a book unlike any other because each chapter was written for Harry Cooper by a veteran of the war at sea. Their memories, their words are really incredible. And Harry compiled them and put them into this book, and all written from veterans from the German side of World War II. But that's not all. In addition to the book, you're going to get a signed photo from one of the German veterans of World War II. All of those signatures, as we mentioned last week, have been put on the photo by that person's hand. So your photo will have been signed by those men of history. And the back of the personally autographed photo contains a name, the name of the veteran, and a brief description of his military service. And this is another thing you can't get anywhere else, and you can't get it again because so many of these men, almost all of them now, have passed away. So unless I can go up to heaven and get a few more autographs and bring them back down to earth, this is the last that there will ever be.
Well, just think about this. Alex Jones.
Are you going back to Alex?
What would he think about Harry Cooper? He would probably vilify Harry Cooper because Harry Cooper has decided to let bygones be bygones. Apparently, Harry Cooper wants to stir the dying embers of German hatred by, the Chosen, so that he can continue to try to curry favor with them. He doesn't have the guts to stand up to his real enemy. I mean, you know, I'd like to ask him, I said, you know, Alex, what are you, a man or a mouse? And he would say, pass the cheese.
Keith, what you say here is pretty interesting because I was astonished. Because here we are now in the current year, 2022, and it seems absolutely impossible that Ronald Reagan would have endorsed Harry Cooper's organization, but he did. And, of course, the purpose of Harry Cooper's organization is to bring those former German soldiers, our former enemies, not really our former enemies, but they were made to be enemies. We should
former
have been fighting
adversaries.
Yeah, we should have honestly not engaged in that war.
That's what the great American hero General George S.
Well, he said we should have fought with them, and that's fine. That would still have been better than what happened.
We entered into the war on the wrong side. We should have entered on the side of the fascists and fought the communists. And history has proven him right. You know, this is just, you know, and the idea that we're going to continue to make Germans the whipping boys of the world because they dared to stand up to Jewish power and influence back in the 1930s by kicking the Rothschilds out of the Central Bank of Germany. This is, you know, there's still millions of dollars being transferred to so-called survivors of the so-called Holocaust today by this. But nobody, you know, and Germans continue to pay through the nose. And it's time, you know, regardless of how you feel about it one way or another, you know, let go of that thing. Stop grabbing onto it like a bulldog with a bloody bone. You know, the German people need to get past this, but their enemies will not let them get past it. They continue to bring it up, and they've got willing acolytes like Alex Jones and others that are, you know, willing to pile on and then turn around like little Jack Horner saying, "What a good boy am I."
Well, let me tell you something, Keith. You wonder, when will the shakedown end? And the answer is never. I mean, there will certainly come a day when the last person who was interred in a German camp will have passed away, but there is actual stuff out there that has been signed off on by the medical field. They are putting forth arguments now, and I've seen this in, you can look it up. Look it up for yourself.
Intergenerational guilt.
Well, obviously that, but no. Even more profound. You've seen stuff like this, articles written about it, that the trauma from the Holocaust is hereditary. Well, that it can be passed down, that the trauma that a survivor felt can be passed down through the genes and through DNA to their
heirs. They're never going to get past it as long as people like Jonathan Greenblatt and Alex Jones keep stirring the dying embers.
Anyway, I really didn't mean intend to spend that much time on that. We spent a lot of time on it last week. That's not really necessarily what we do here, but the Alex Jones thing, you know, having somebody on, I would never do that. I would never have somebody on and then go on the interview circuit afterwards and clown them and punk them and say, "Oh, I'm so much better than them. I know how crazy they are." Calling them names. Why would you have a guest on? But then he says, "Oh, but I would have him back on because I believe in free speech." You're a cuck, man. And
you have them on,
you have them on to take advantage of the publicity. And then you go on this interview tour to mock him. I mean, they should never talk to you again.
And he's really mocking himself, because if he thinks that the powers of the left that have arrayed themselves so formidably against him are going to, forgive him ever, he's living in dreamland.
All right, quick recap again. Patrick Martin is coming up next. We're going to be talking about his book, A Walk in the Park. It should have been that. It was everything but that. His perspective from Charlottesville. And go to Counter Currents and check out my talk there. We're going to have that posted. And please, 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 we mentioned again the fundraising incentives for Christmas fundraising appeal. Great stuff from Shark Hunters, Harry Cooper. By the way, he got that endorsement from the former chief naval officer that endorsed this. I couldn't believe it. And then, you might not know this, Keith, I rewatched a series that was produced by Steven Spielberg, of all people, called Band of Brothers. It was off the Stephen Ambrose books. I think it was the 101st Airborne was the division of troops that they were following. And it was a 10-part series on HBO in the late 90s, and it follows this particular unit through the war, from D-Day all the way through the end of the war. And at the very end, even the Steven Spielberg-produced HBO 10-part miniseries had a scene. The very last scene was a German general addressing his troops after they had surrendered, saying, "You fought hard, you fought honorably, go live in peace." And there was no... You know, it wasn't that.
Just like General Nathan Bedford Forrest did to his troops.
Well, but right. But I mean, but now there would have never been such a polite concession to say, yes, and this is what Harry Cooper's talking about. This is why people like the former chief naval officer in the early 90s signed off on Shark Hunters and said, "Read this book that we're offering you in return for your support this quarter." Even Steven Spielberg put that in the late 90s in an HBO-produced series. That you would have never heard anything as fair as that now. Now it's just complete hysterics, complete, you know, total fear. This is what Alex Jones, what are you afraid of, man? You've already lost everything. You're bankrupt. Anyway.
What do you think they're going to do? Do you think they're going to flick you a saltine or something to live on?
We're going to take a quick call. We only have about a minute left. Chris in Utah. Chris, it's all yours. If you're still there.
Oh, hi, gentlemen. I am still here. I hope you don't hear a lot of ground noise. I'm going to pull over to the side of the road. This is important enough to take a break from driving. So I hear you talking about the Jews.
Yeah.
And James, you know who I am. I'm a good friend of Sam Bushman's. And
sure.
Keith, you know, I try to listen to you every Saturday, and you have some incredible insights you'll never get hardly anywhere else except maybe Sam's show. But you talk about the Jews, and I agree with that, but they have this superpower that they claim to be descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that they're the Lord's covenant people. Well, I have proven, based on evidence that you can find in the Bible, that you and I, James and Keith, are literal genetic descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as well. And we need to assert that. And I can come on your show if you would like, and we can go through it. It's very simple if you just read the Old Testament, and I can show you the verses that all but prove that we are literal descendants of the same people that the Jews claim exclusivity to.
All right, Chris, we appreciate it. Will you take that, Keith?
Yeah. I'll take the thing is, you know,
we gotta hurry.
Nobody wants, you know, some people just will not give up their hatred of white Gentiles. And that's where it all comes from. And the Germans and white Southerners are the most hated groups of white Gentiles there are.
All right. Last two that took to a battlefield to do anything about it, that's for sure. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned, everybody.